What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with James in Tokyo, and you were telling us that your son was headed back to the U.S. To work on a film project of some kind, and you were indoctrinating him into the news about violence in the streets of America.
Yeah, I did that. And he accepted and he went there and he came back okay. But when I went to, from the difference in the news from LA and the difference from the news in Mumbai, India, where I had to go like twice last year, where it's basically a Hindu, Muslim, and Tamil society, is totally different. So if you put on the news in LA, it's like these people were, you know, carjacked and drug dealings, they were shot and cops were killed. When you go to India, it's totally different. You have different, the people don't integrate, the Muslims and the Hindus. You have separate, even have separate blocks and separate neighborhoods. They can't even, one person can't even walk in a different person's neighborhood. And the news there, which I would see on TV and basically, and more from even the papers that they give by my hotel room, you see crazy stuff. It's like all from the Muslims. It's like one dry cleaner didn't close the store like 5 minutes late during pray time, and like five people hanged him. Or one person talked to a Hindu cab driver, and the uncle, you know, raped her with 20 relatives and burned her alive. It's a totally different society. I mean, I would walk on the streets, but even though I think the Muslims were more crazy, I actually felt even more safe walking in their neighborhoods because I don't know. I can't even explain it. One guy tried to hit me over the head with a 2x4, and I knocked him out. I have 35 years of martial arts experience, and but I didn't even think that was a hate crime. It was like more like he just wanted money. But it's just so crazy over there. Like all the crimes are related to Islam that you read. That's all.
Well,
I have to say.
Economics drives a lot of it too. Have you ever seen the film Slumdog Millionaire?
No, I haven't, but it's something that I have on my list.
It's a pretty accurate depiction of what life is like for most of the people of India.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's just something. That's all. That's all I have to say today. And you have a great day, Mike, and you have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here and switch over to Rob in Chicago. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk to you about the lady's comment over, she was talking about people flipping houses and how they were overvaluing them and that. I got involved with flipping houses to try and save my investment after everything collapsed in 2008. The houses that I actually had invested in a lure of a normal market and subsequently, you know, ruined me. But mm-hmm. I still had enough ability, assets, and credit to go off and go after some of these houses to buy them. I bought them at market value. I paid market price for them. They were mm-hmm. extraordinarily less than what they were owned for. But the thing that I will pass on to that lady is 90% of the houses that I would go into, well, I would say every one of them that I went into because I was looking at lower dollars, so that I could turn a profit by working on them, sweat equity, refurbishing them, making them nice again. And quite honestly, every one of my houses, when I was done with it, was the nicest one on the market at a value price. I made it the nicest house for the least amount I could make it to sell it to make a good profit for working on it. But
That's legitimate, and we made a point of setting aside that idea of somebody acquiring a property and improving it and selling it at a profit, as opposed to the frothers who were just buying a house and then selling it literally that same day and saying the asking price is now more.
Right. What they did now, though, my friend was doing the flipping, and the banks actually held the properties away from them so that they could sell them to these block the investing corps that were buying thousands of houses at a time. But the strange thing about all of this, though, Mike, that really bothers me is how much talk actually came out of, not every one of my investment properties was a 90% loan, meaning I had to pay PMI. That was private mortgage insurance. Now, nobody is explaining to me how when the collapse came and all of those banks that sold all of those bad mortgages, how they could default on them because they all had mortgage insurance on them. So they literally were double dipping.
Okay.
Were they not?
If they did have,
so if
well.
If I defaulted on a property, I did default on a property. So I lost it. The bank who owned the mortgage, technically, they would be reimbursed by that policy. And I believe AIG was one of them that was actually, they got taken under because of that. But that,
well,
but again,
between you, that
you know,
and the
you're
derivatives,
a very smart man,
yes.
You don't know that much about it. So that really bothered me, that nobody was discussing this. But these banks, they got paid off by the government, and they got the dip the insurance money. Or how much, you know. So, interesting, though.
Well, that's something I hadn't considered before. I know that when you get a mortgage, getting mortgage insurance is a way of protecting the bank. My understanding is that mortgage insurance would pay the outstanding balance on the mortgage. But
exactly.
I don't know that the mortgage insurance pays off if the bank repossesses. And perhaps we need to pay a little bit more attention to that. But I think there's one thing we can all agree on, which is that the system is very much rigged to the benefit of the bankers and to the detriment of the ordinary people of the United States. Anyway, Rob, we're going to let you go here. We got to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to switch over to Byron in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, I'm just calling in regards to the second caller back, where he's talking about crazy Muslims. You know, it's quite amazing how, you know, it just came out now that Edward Heath, the former Prime Minister of Britain, probably had about 30 or 40 cases of pedophilia charges that's been coming up against him. I don't know, he's dead, but they released it that he was pedophilia.
Well, dig him up and throw him in prison.
Yeah, well, whatever. The thing is, nobody's saying, well, it was a Christian guy that was molesting all these kids. You know, you have Jeffrey, what was his name? Steinberg, or whatever his name is, the guy that had the island there where he's taking guys there and having young girls there. And
yep.
Nobody's saying, well, this Jewish guy over there was having these little girls molested. You know, it's always the Muslims. And then most of the stories about the Muslims happen to be made up, like the rapes in Germany over Christmas were over 1,000. Well, they came out and said it was a bunch of crap. Sweden, the same thing. I see your
Wait a minute. Okay, first of all, the crimes are taking place, and there may be some exaggeration, but you need to understand that the governments of these European countries are literally issuing orders to their media not to report on the ethnicity of the people committing these crimes, because all of this backflash from the refugee crisis is a serious threat to the global government New World Order. And so the reality is that a lot of this is being hidden or it's being denied. And anytime you see somebody saying, oh, it's all an exaggeration, you need to follow that individual or that source back to their funding, because in a lot of cases you'll find out George Soros's non-governmental organizations are out there trying to create a media myth that this concern over violence by the refugees is totally overblown.
Well, the thing is, I'm not saying one way or the other, because I see so many stories on your website, and normally they're the same stories just repeated over and over again. But here's the way I look at it, Mike. United States, Britain, and France went over there and started this whole thing. Well, they started in Iraq, but the last one, this thing in Libya, attacked Libya and absolutely destroyed it by these Christian people. destroyed it. You know, Libya did nothing in the United States.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Well, Libya
decided to sell their oil for a currency other than the U.S. dollar, and that is a major threat to our banking system. Now, I'm not in agreement that the U.S. Had any kind of a right to go into Libya, but from the point of view of the U.S. government and Wall Street, Gaddafi did do something that was perceived as a tremendous threat. So did Saddam Hussein when he got the U.N.'s permission to sell Iraq's oil for the euro instead of the dollar.
Well, anyhow, as far as I'm concerned, Mike, United States, Britain, and France started this whole thing. These refugees, you know, maybe these young kids are suffering from post-trauma distress disorder or whatever, like the soldiers do. Maybe that's what it is. You know, after being bombed for 6 years, maybe there's a bunch of crazy refugees now. But as far as I'm concerned, all these refugees ought to be taken to France, United States, and Britain, not to Germany. I don't even know why they're taking them. I don't even know why Canada's even taking them. We've never done anything to go over there and start the problem. But they ought to bring the refugees over, kick out the Americans out of their home, and put them in their homes and let them go live in tents, the Americans. They're the ones that caused all the trouble. That would solve a lot of problems if the Americans had
Byron, yeah. Okay. The American people, for the most part, were not in agreement with what the U.S. government was doing. Now, if you want to kick those politicians out of their homes and put the refugees in there, I'm fully on board with that. But you're continuing a pattern of allowing one small group of people to commit an atrocity or a crime and then spreading the punishment over the general population that had very little say about it. I think all these refugees ought to be allowed to go back home. And we need to stop all these wars that made them refugees in the first place, and that is our best solution.
They need to go back home because you know they're just going to empty out their countries, which Israel is really liking for that their plan for a greater Israel to empty it out. You know, the thing is, United States, Britain, and France, they've got to be made to pay reparations to these countries for what they've done. That's all I got to say. And until it hits them in their back pocket, unfortunately, like you said, the average Joe is the one that's going to get hit. But it should be the ones that are selling the arms, manufacturing arms. They ought to go directly right to them and take the money right out of their back pockets to pay for the damage that the United States has done in these countries. Anyhow, thanks.
I agree. All right, Byron, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. We're seeing in so many different areas of activity where a small group of people will do something wrong, whether it's a war, invasion, assassination, the mortgage-backed security fraud, and because we live in a fascist economic dictatorship, the ordinary people are punished for the actions of the privileged few, even in cases where we didn't agree with what they were doing. Most Americans have certainly been opposed to all of these wars. Most Americans were certainly opposed to Wall Street committing fraud, and we're wondering why we're not seeing any prosecutions for fraud. But if the financial system and the government are committing these crimes and they're not interested in our permission or not listening to us, we're not responsible either. Now, as far as the problems caused by the refugee crisis, we need to get back to that idea that migration is a filtering process. We're not getting the best representatives of those source countries. We're not getting the best Syrians, the best Libyans, the best whoever is coming on in. We're getting people who couldn't make it in their own country. Same thing with coming across the border from Mexico. We're getting people who weren't successful in their home country, and they think coming here is going to automatically make them successful. In many cases, we have criminals who are fleeing prosecution in their home countries. And they're coming in without a medical check whatsoever. This is all downside for everybody except the New World Order folks who go to bed at night dreaming of a single gleaming golden throne of planet Earth with the seat of it being polished by their particular derriere. And that's it. They're oblivious to the harm being caused by their dreams of glory and wealth and power and grandeur. Now, we're going to close the phone lines for a little bit because I'm falling behind on my news stories. We'll open up again probably in hour number three. Getting on back to France, there is another media blackout going on over there. because there are riots all over Paris. Do you know that Paris has been under martial law for almost 2 years? And now that they're coming up on the election, and it looks like Marine Le Pen is probably going to win, the left just can't hide what's going on with these riots, rapes, and murders from all of these refugees. And people are now starting to say, where the heck is BBC, ITV, Sky, not to mention the American corporate media, because they're all on board with George Soros' dream of a global government, and they are absolutely dedicated to the idea that you will not be told just the violence and crime that is resulting from just banging these two civilizations together. Now, Marine Le Pen has scored some major points because there was supposed to be a meeting between Marine Le Pen and Lebanon's Grand Mufti. But Lebanon's Grand Mufti said that Marine Le Pen would have to wear an Islamic veil to be in his presence. And Marine Le Pen said, okay, we're canceling. And that scored a lot of points here. Now, Angela Merkel is still out there with this thing saying, Europe must take more migrants. Islam is not the cause of terrorism. Europe can't take more migrants. Their welfare system is already straining to the point of breaking. And we may not say that Islam is the cause of terrorism, but obviously the refugee flood has brought terrorism with it for whatever reason. Certainly, we do see this attitude among many of the refugees that their new host country should be transformed to be just like the country they were running away from, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but that seems to be what's going on. Now, Angela Merkel's government is caught in yet another kerfuffle because one of her ministers, Barbara Hendricks, came on out and said meat is damaging to the environment and has declared only vegetarian food should be served at official events. And, of course, others are saying it's nanny statism and trying to force vegetarianism on people by the back door. And, frankly, Germany has a huge tradition of sausage making. They make wonderful things over there. And Merkel has just lost their votes. This Agenda 21/30 is already falling apart. That's why they renamed it. It was supposed to all be on track for 2021, and now they've pushed it back 9 years. And they're still not going to get it. Because it's just another path toward globalism, a new world order, and that is an incredibly powerful and wealthy elite and everybody else living as debt slaves. That's what Agenda 30 is all about, bringing back feudalism, bringing back serfdom. Now, Germany's Social Democrats, which is a party challenging Angela Merkel's Christian Democrats, is now ahead in the opinion polls. Not only is Merkel herself in serious trouble in the coming election, she's taking her whole party down with her. We are even hearing that Jean-Claude Juncker is thinking about resigning because he's been trying to put forward his plan for a much more tightly controlled European Union, a federalized European Union, and he's getting pushback from all of the member nations, and he's basically throwing a tantrum and saying, if you don't allow me to create a new federalized Europe, I'm going to quit. Okay, Jean-Claude, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Over in Norway, one of their bishops is trying to start a campaign calling on churches to employ paperless migrants, knowing it will result in fines and imprisonment. Again, Romans 13, Mr. Bishop, got to pay attention. You're supposed to know this stuff. Going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently over in Canada, a 14-year-old Canadian girl at a high school dance was fondled by a Syrian refugee who was assisted by a second Syrian refugee who kept the girl from escaping, as it were. I'm not going to go into the lurid details, but the girl complained, and apparently the girl was told not to complain, not to file a complaint, to see it from his perspective. And of course the parents got upset and filed a Freedom of Information Act request, which basically revealed the school officials took the side of the Syrian refugee boy. We have countries, Canada and Europe, are starting to tolerate a rape culture in order to be politically correct on the refugee issue. Where are all those feminists from the 1990s who were screaming about holding hands without permission was rape? Lock them up. Nigel Farage, the former UKIP leader, is supporting Donald Trump and basically saying, yes, Sweden is in serious, serious chaos. Saying the city of Malmo in the south of the country, may be the world's rape capital at this point. Now, everybody's out there saying, oh, it's exaggerated, we're not hearing about it, but there are so many videos. People are catching this stuff on YouTube videos. This was an absolute disastrous policy for George Soros and the globalists to follow. Remember what I said before about all of liberalism is based on an intellectual fraud. And that's why liberals keep making so many horrific mistakes. And the bigger the grab for power, the worse the damage is done. And we're seeing it all across Europe. We're seeing it all across America. Apparently, hundreds of fraudulent asylum seekers are defrauding Germany's welfare system. Remember what I said about the welfare system in Europe is already strained to the breaking point. And apparently, 154 asylum seekers in the city of Braunschweig were found to have claimed welfare benefits by fraudulent means. Sputnik News launched their own investigation. And as one example of what's going on, a 25-year-old Sudanese immigrant in Braunschweig had defrauded the German welfare system by using seven different manufactured identities to claim more than $23,000 in welfare payments in different German cities. Apparently, Denmark just realized they're making social benefit payments to refugees who are no longer in Denmark. In fact, they're down fighting with Daesh in Syria. And Denmark is sending them money. Completely out of control here. Now then, the Department of Homeland Security has abandoned all of the Obama policies and is ordering their agents to start to expand deportations. And basically go on out and do their jobs. Trump is getting ready to issue a new revised immigration order. This one is a little more carefully crafted. Dual citizens will be exempt. And the new deportations are going to focus on those with demonstrated criminality, which is still a lot of them, because according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, 75% of the people that are targeted for deportation have prior criminal records. Remember what I said, migration is a filtering mechanism. Story coming out of conspiracydiscovery.info called Dear Populists. It's written in the form of a letter to populist movements all over the world and is sounding the reminder that the globalists, the New World Order, people who want a global dictatorship, will stop at nothing to sabotage and destroy democracy and populism. Have you noticed how the globalists now say democracy and populism like they're profanity? They're dirty words. Oh, they're populist. They're democratic. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to break the normal order that I do stories in, and I'm going to skip on down to the situation in California and Nevada with the weather and the water system, because it's looking like this is going to be very, very serious. Apparently, the National Weather Service has warned they're expecting an imminent failure of the South Dayton Retention Pond. And this is just east of Carson City, Nevada. And this is a very serious situation. One of the issues that we need to look at regarding Oroville Dam, and by the way, the water level is going up. They'd managed to drop it by about 50 feet. But one of the things they did to get that water level lower is the upstream dams and retention ponds were allowed to fill to their absolute maximum. There's no more room in them. And if one of those were to collapse, that could start a cascade down there. People are not only concerned about Oroville, they're looking at Morgan Hill and Anderson Reservoir as strained to capacity. Over at Lake Berisa, their spillway is overflowing. And as if those poor people did not have enough trouble, norovirus has hit the Oroville Evacuation Center. What a mess. What a mess. Now, the rain is continuing today and tomorrow, but as far as the effect on the watershed, it may take a few days after that for all the water to collect on down to the dam. Now, that soil in the watershed is already saturated. It can't absorb anymore. So, this... I feel so sorry for those people. Now, apparently, the failure at the Oroville Dam has caused concern down in Santa Cruz, where they're having to reassure the public about the 56-year-old Newell Creek Dam, whether it's going to be able to withstand it or not. Apparently, the spillway at the Don Pedro Dam in Stanislaus County has been wide open, trying to prevent the water level from gaining up there. Apparently, there was a levee breach in San Joaquin. We've all seen the photo of one of the roads saturated, just literally swallowed a fire engine. And apparently, there are evacuations going on at Wilton. And here is the problem with that situation, because the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant is in the middle of the imminent flood zone. Now, the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant was decommissioned in 2009, but a lot of the spent reactor fuel rods are still stored there. And we're back in a situation that was of concern during Fukushima. Now, normally, the spent fuel rods, which are generating heat from continued decay, are stored in these cooling ponds. They're in special racks to keep them far away from each other, and they're in a solution of water and I think it's boric acid to try and keep fission from occurring. If there was a flood and the solution washed away, and even worse, the racks were to collapse, then all these fuel rods are going to pile onto each other. You could have a runaway fission situation there as well. And adding insult to injuries, we talk about the decrepit condition of our nation's infrastructure. An analysis of the U.S. Department of Transportation basically came out and said 55,710 U.S. bridges are structurally deficient. They are not able to carry the load they were originally designed to carry. So... it's ugly over there. Let's take a couple of phone calls. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, just real quick on another 2 points. If you want to look up how bad our infrastructure is, look up the Pennsylvania Turnpike Bridge. It's a massive bridge that somebody driving on it saw, I think, a 2-foot crack in the middle of the bridge, getting ready to collapse. They had to shut it for weeks. It's still shut. And as for California with the droughts, just more proof, or the rain, it's just more proof that the earth moves in cycles. You go from drought to extreme rain, hot to cold, it's all part of the natural process of the earth. But the reason why I called in is about Milo and the situation, and I think the way that it ties in with what they're doing with General Flynn. We see how these people, what their attack pattern is, what their plan is. They're going to start isolating individuals, independent media personalities, people who vocally speak out against the left, and are going to start individually attacking them, finding anything they can. And if there's nothing there, they're going to start making it up. And this is the definition as first they came for, and I did nothing.
It's the politics of personal destruction, which is a hallmark of the Clinton campaign machine. They're basically, even within the White House, they're trying to pick off Trump's lieutenants, starting with Flynn. And earlier we were reporting on a story that says Priebus wants to get rid of Bannon and a couple of others. so that he can control the White House, and by controlling the White House, he controls Donald Trump. But you're right. Basically, the attack animals will pick an individual, try and cut them out of the herd, and then bring them down.
We know their plan. So the way you have to counter this plan is, if you see them doing this to somebody, a Milo, a General Flynn, a Mike Rivero, anybody else, I can't stress how important it is to rally around that person.
I agree.
Everybody has made and said things that they regret or that they wish they hadn't said. That doesn't speak to the person that you are now. It doesn't speak to what you feel, what your thoughts are. Honestly, they're constantly evolving. And if you see one of these people coming under fire, the support that needs to go out for them, it's got to be universal. We need to shut down their efforts of isolation and destruction of independent personalities.
Well, we certainly need to do that. The other thing we need to do is to just give everybody a reason to start ignoring all this nonsense. Because we all know the corporate media and the political machines are just nothing but nonstop liars. And certainly the audience numbers and the polling numbers are showing Americans are getting turned off by all of this. The more the liberal establishment and the corporate media scream all this stuff about Donald Trump and everything, the more people are just saying, I don't want to bother anymore. I have somebody who's always writing me about the stupid things they're saying on The View, and I finally wrote back and I said, why are you even bothering to watch this? All you do is complain about it. And it's a valid point. People are starting to turn these shows off. They're not reading the newspapers anymore because the corporate media has destroyed its own credibility. And so has the political establishment. And all they can think of doing is to level the playing field by destroying Donald Trump's credibility and destroying the independent media's credibility. But all they're doing is dragging the entire system down toward an inevitable collapse.
Well, and moreover, you're absolutely right. And B, the people who are still buying into the mainstream media, the corporate media, you're not going to be able to change their mind. Furthermore, we demonstrated with the election of Trump, we don't need to change anyone else's minds. The majority is with us. We are the majority. And if people are not awake to what's going on yet, it's almost time to wash your hands and say, you can't be saved. We're going to move on without you. We're going to progress with our agenda.
I agree. Mostly, especially online. Because the people who are online still pushing the liberal agenda and Hillary really won, most of those people are paid to be there. And they don't care about facts and reality. They're getting a paycheck to sit there and waste everybody's time arguing about how Hillary should be the president and Donald Trump is terrible. And you're right. Just ignore them. It doesn't even matter if they're paid or not. There are a lot of Americans out there right now who are starting to ask some very important questions because of what they've been seeing over the last couple of years. And the most important thing any of us can be doing is to be there with the answers when they ask these important questions. And the most important thing right now is to basically help the corporate media and the government destroy what remains of their credibility. They're dying anyway. Let's effectively have a hospice and help them to a peaceful demise.
If somebody's asking those questions, if someone's having the realization that you're speaking about, be there to present them with the facts, the logic, the reason, and you'll be able to determine very, very quickly, okay, I'm getting through this person, this is someone I can have an effect on. If it's somebody who just wants to argue from a place of nonsensical feelings and victimization, and they just want to be someone who is "quote unquote" oppressed, then there's nothing you can do about it. They have bigger problems.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Now, if you do meet somebody who's being receptive, be very careful you don't overwhelm them. Because when you're educating somebody to what the reality of this country is, in a very real way, they're suffering an identity crisis. Because their identity is based on the myths they were fed at a very young age. So you have to tread very, very gently. And as I've said before, the art of being a rabble-rouser is knowing what the rabble is ready to listen to and what they're not ready to listen to, and you never cross that line or you're going to lose them. Anyway, Mark,
I'm
sorry.
We have the facts. We have the reasons. We have everything. You don't need to get upset. You can win with the logic, the facts, and the truth. You don't need violence. You don't need to be upset. You don't need anything other than what you already have.
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, Kyle, we're going to let you go. The phone lines are loading up, and I want to talk to Mark in New York. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. 2 points. One is I went on Google Earth today and looked at the spillway in its dry condition. Seems to have some inconsistencies. There was even one spot where it almost looked like there might have been a dip for a, you know, maybe a 10, 15, 20-foot length of the runway. Just a lot of inconsistencies on the surface of that spillway.
Well, you know, what it looks like to me that has happened, we know from the foreign press that the spillway, they discovered cracks in it all the way back in 2009, and instead of actually fixing it, they painted the cracks over with a concrete solution and crossed their fingers. But it's very obvious, looking at that damage, that the water was still leaking through, and over time it washed out a void underneath the concrete spillway, and the spillway began to sag into it until it reached the breaking point, and that's when it fell into there. And, of course, now that water has scoured out huge amounts of supporting earth, not just from under the concrete spillway, but the adjacent berm, which is getting dangerously close to the northern support of the dam itself.
Plus, it's causing all kinds of troubles back at the generating station, where they're having to dredge out all the the fill that's been pushed back up into there. They're going to.
Yeah,
try and get,
I mean, all that debris washed into the Feather River and backed up the water coming out of the power plant. The power plant is offline now. It's been flooded, and the spillways through the power plant itself, which could have been used to help drain off some of the water, they're now for the most part blocked, and so it's just gone from bad to worse there. And it really is a case where we're just going to have to wait and see and hope for the best, which is okay for ordinary people to do, but we don't really want to be living under a government that just hopes for the best rather than actually planning for these worst-case situations, because these dams were built at a time when they knew there were going to be occasional monster floods, but they've been neglected, and now we're paying the price for these decisions to not spend money on our national infrastructure as opposed to giving it to Wall Street and refugees and immigrants and various other politically correct endeavors. And it's really allowed the core structure of our country to decline. And when we talk about the decline of our infrastructure, we're not just talking about things that we require in an emergency like dams and so forth, but even our interstate highway system is in serious decline. FedEx has estimated that because of all the holes and cracks in the roadways, they're going through tires twice as fast as they did back when the roads were under good repair. Somebody was actually posting a video taken from the cab of a long-haul tractor-trailer delivery truck, and you could just hear the truck shaking. You could see in the video just huge holes and gaps in the road surface. They're having to drive slower. That's driving prices up. Here in Hawaii, somebody actually did a study and concluded that the poor condition of our roads, and according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, we have the worst roads of any state in the union, and it's estimated that the average Hawaii driver is spending $700 a year to repair the damage caused by having to drive on these very, very, very wrecked roads, and it's only been made worse by the construction of the light rail. In a lot of areas in the United States, roads whose paving has deteriorated, they're not repaving them. They're letting the roads go back to being gravel roads. That, of course, is obviously going to slow traffic down on those roads even more. Our infrastructure is not only incapable of assisting us during these crises like the rain in California, but it's inadequate to support a realistic degree of commerce to keep our economy working.
I hear you on that.
Okay.
The other point I wanted to make was the Rancho Seco nuclear power plant, just southeast of Oak Grove, south of Sacramento.
Yes.
I was got nervous because there was a YouTuber out there said there was a nuke plant there, and they're already having evacuations in that region, Willows, I believe,
mm-hmm.
Herald. The plant was decommissioned in 89, and approximately 22 million metric tons spent nuclear uranium fuel supposedly on site in
yes.
dry cask storage, presumably underground. I don't believe there are any fuel pools there. I know the...
Now, that's good. That's good.
I was able to view that site, and it does look quite... even Wikipedia said there was a hole in the containment building big enough to drive a truck through. Apparently, everything in the containment building had been removed as well. So anything that's there is more than likely in dry cask cement storage underground on the facility.
Well, let's hope that the dry casks are still intact and haven't been cracked through years of neglect. Anyway, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Spirit will never die. We will never.
not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to grab another phone call. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha, youngin. And to
aloha.
You both. Hey, I had to agree with the one gal you had on earlier about the flipping of houses and so forth, which tends to be cause a nightmare depending on what's going on with a couple of factors. One, where the house is located, not to mention how much ground or land accompanies that house to start with as far as acreage goes or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the, which can really have a bearing depending on where you're at, on the other side of the edge of that sword is the aspect of the mortgage insurance and how that comes into play. But then again, I think one culprit that has a lot to do with those issues is the aspect of who is conducting the appraisal of such, and whether or not the appraiser is actually viewing the house or just simply taking the word of mouth of whoever is trying to get ready to sell it for a certain price point. So that really has a fiasco with the market, which caused that housing issue that we had a number of years back. And so now people are not very trusting as far as the people that are doing a refinancing on their house, their home, the property, and so forth, ad nauseum, because of what happened. They're having to go through so many hoops, it's absurd. So
it really is. And again, that issue of the appraisers being compromised and influenced, that was certainly a big part of what was going on during the SNL meltdown. Again, it was all part of this get-rich-quick scheme by these inside operatives.
And the bad part is that the question is, where were the watchdogs that were supposed to be watching the hen house and making sure no wolves got in there?
Well, as we've learned by watching the SEC during Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme, the watchdogs aren't really doing much watching. More and more, we're seeing these government agencies that we're told are supposed to be protecting us see themselves as actually there to assist the corporations they're supposed to maintain oversight over. Again, I go back to the Minerals Management Service, which ignored the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance. Too many of these agencies are wooed by the corporations and literally seduced into thinking you're actually here to help our business along. Certainly we're seeing that with the FDA in terms of this vaccine issue, where these watchdog agencies are out there saying, oh, it's okay, it's really okay, just buy your vaccines and get your kids shot up.
Well, that's because, Michael, they're paying to turn and look the other way as far as the housing situation goes.
Yeah, that really is it. And again, that is a symptom, classic symptom of an economic fascist dictatorship where corporate greed and governmental authority are aligned together against the general population. Thank you for the phone call, Francis. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.